Talk Live. We are inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. And if we're brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there for free. One of those features is our brand-new archive section that allows you to download archives that go all the way back to 2006. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com, so don't miss your chance. So, well, you don't have to rush, I guess. They're going to be up there for a long time. And I have no plans on taking them down. In fact, over time, Free Talk Live has done nothing but offer more archives to you, the listener, and it's always been free. So enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, the website allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves. You can go create an account and submit different news items and blog posts and videos and things like that, interesting stuff that you like from across the web. You submit it to our website, and then our listeners will vote up or vote down on whether they like or dislike it. So it allows you to kind of bring stories to our attention by popularity contest, basically. And it's all free. At freetalklive.com.
You know, I was just looking at our analytics for our website, and it's heartening to see that the new feature, the being able to put the news stories on there on the front page, has increased the amount of people coming to the site sort of overall since we rolled out in January.
It's, of course, it gives them content.
33% more people visiting the site.
So it's really incredible. User-generated content that is constantly updated, so there's always something fresh. It doesn't rely on me anymore to put something new on the front page, which is what our old site used to do back before the beginning of this year. So, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to you about what you want. Let's talk unscreened to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Ty in Memphis. How y'all doing tonight?
Ty, what's on your mind?
Hey, I heard a rumor that J.R.R. Tolkien's estate is going to sue some group in New Hampshire for plagiarism, some shire society. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I have not. This is
just a joke.
Joke. I wanted to see if there was any late breaking news on this L. Neil Smith plagiarism charge against those fleeting expletive socialists up there.
There is some late breaking news. Just to recap for our listeners what happened yesterday, there was quite a bit of drama yesterday as a result of a science fiction author who's a well known libertarian, L. Neil Smith, decided to threaten those of us who were involved in the not so upfront threaten. Let's say he was a little more subtle about the threat. To threaten the people involved with the Shire Society, which, as you know, if you've been listening for a little while, we signed the Shire Society Declaration during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. About 100 signatures, I would say, at least. I don't know if anyone's counted them yet, but we had two large sheets of paper with a declaration written up on it. It's a very personal sovereignty kind of minded document, and it's very, very good. You can read it for yourself over at ShireSociety.com. But actually, if you probably could look for the Shire Society on the internet, probably would come up with it quicker, the Shire Society Declaration. So people were signing this thing. It was very exciting. We talked about it on the air, and there have been some blog posts about it across the internet, and one of those blog posts made it to the attention of L. Neil Smith, who had written A New Covenant, is a page in one of his science fiction books in the 1980s. He put that online on his website. It's one of the, you know, not-so-prominent pages on his site. He's got a lot of stuff there. And that's where we found it. Those of us who are behind the Shire Society creation found it on his website. We posted it. I posted it to the Free Keen Forum. I think it was at someone else's suggestion, though. So I posted it to the Free Keen Forum. And we then spent pages and pages and weeks of time essentially updating it and changing it and making it to our satisfaction, because the people in the Shire Society didn't really like L. Neil's version of this. What he created. It was a good start. I mean, we appreciated where he was coming from, but there was a lot of change that we felt needed to be made, and those changes were made, and the Shire Society Declaration was created. And so L. Neil got upset over the, not the fact that he wasn't asked permission, but the fact that his document was changed at all, and it resulted in quite a bit of drama. He threatened to go public with what we'd done. He called me a thief. He called the people Sam from ObscuredTruth.com a thief, called us vandals. And so he was pretty nasty about it. Mark used the term crusty. And he was nasty about it, so I gave him a taste of his own medicine, and Mark called me out on that, and Sam called me out on that last night during the extended edition, because I said to him, look, we're going to go public, too, if you want to go public. I mean, you could just drop this and leave us alone, but no, he kept on pushing. So we went public with it on the show last night and went into extended time and had a lengthy discussion about it, and I came to the conclusion that I was a little too hasty, I was a little bit angry, maybe a little too emotionally led in my responses to him yesterday via email, and so I actually had sent him, at Mark's suggestion last night off the air, sent him, actually, I don't think you actually suggested I send him anything like that. I think the suggestion was that I should be more compassionate. That was kind of what the show ended with, and so I wrote him an email. You didn't suggest that, right, Mark?
No, it was just I just edited some of what you wrote.
Right, right, because we talked about how I should have sent my original email that I'd written to him, to you or Sam first, to have you kind of put your input on it before just blasting it out.
I think Sam suggested that you be more compassionate, come from a more compassionate frame.
Yes, and so that's what I did. I, on my own volition, decided to write L. Neal an email, and I CC'd it to his wife, Kathy, and Sam and Mark and other folks that were involved. And so I'll share that with you here. L. Neal, there may not be more that I can do Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. That's the one about arbitration. I'll tell you about that one in a moment. Apologies. Neil and Kathy, I'm sorry that we don't see eye to eye about what defines property. It's my understanding that you believe you have the right to control the ideas you release to the public. It's a view I can empathize with, as I once held it. I'm sorry we can't come to an agreement about this, as I never had any intent to cause anyone harm. Although the covenant may be the right document for Neil and yourself, it was not right for the Shire Society. We created a new document that, while it may bear some resemblance, is not the same. We put our own work and ideas into it and created something new. I'm not the owner of this document. No one is. I'm sorry I cannot satisfy your demands, because earlier in the thread of the Free Keen Forum, you can go to ShireSociety.com and read this for yourself, earlier his wife posted this demand, what was a pretty absurd demand, that we essentially destroy all evidence of the Shire Society Declaration. Which, of course, even if we did light the Shire Society on fire, the Declaration on fire, there are multiple digitized copies now of it all over the Internet. So
it lives.
Cat is out of the bag at this point. And so I continue the email here. I said that, so I'm sorry I cannot satisfy your demands and understand this must be hard for you. All I think that can be offered is credit as the inspiration, which you've already received. Though later on I did add a link to his original document on the very same page where he was given credit. So he had received credit before, but there was no link. So now he's received credit, and there's a link. So just kind of a gesture of kindness, if there can be one in this.
I think that's good.
Well, because I'm not going to pull the Shire Society Declaration down. I don't want to do that. And so I continue. I say, hopefully you will see that the publicity from this controversy will benefit both sides. Thank you for refraining from aggressing against peaceful people, because initially in his first email he said he was blind copying his attorney. And that's like, as somebody put it, like cocking the gun in the room, basically. And then later on, when I called him on threatening me, he's, oh, no, that wasn't a threat about the government. Well, it sure as hell sounded like one, and I think most people can see how that would be perceived of as a threat.
Well, sure, the attorney is an officer of the court. The court is the state.
Right. And, he was basically trying to dodge that, and there's no doubt that it was a threat, and that's fine, whatever. He was.
Sometimes
upset.
People will say things like that when they're upset, and he probably fired off an email quicker than he should have. And, whenever you get into a heated debate with somebody, especially using email, it's always a good idea to put it in your drafts box, think about it for a while, read it again a few hours later. Don't just type something up real quick and hit the send button. It's not a good idea.
I take a day to think about it, because if I'm, hot, I it takes me a while to.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. Hopefully, but I was, as I explain here in a moment, I was smelling controversy, and I knew it would be good for ratings. So I said that, thank you for refraining from aggressing against peaceful people. I'm sorry for taking a combative tone with you earlier. I was perhaps too focused on how this could be good fodder for my radio show. It was, though I ended up looking like a condescending a-hole. I hope you get a few new visitors to your website and that they buy some of your books. I know I upset some of my listeners tonight with my position, and it's likely they'll do that to show their support for your viewpoint, because all of our listeners certainly don't agree with me on my position about intellectual property, which is really what this discussion was about. So, Ty, I'll let you come back and comment if you have any. You're welcome to do that. 800-259-9231. There's a little bit more to the story about L. Neal Smith versus Free Talk Live. Things are simmering down. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. We'll be right back.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. What is SACL CAI, Mark?
SACL CAI is a collections company with a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables, so they can handle all of your accounts receivable needs. They know that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, so we're talking about the controversy that brewed up on the show last night with the L. Neil Smith situation, wherein he was essentially coming off, going after the Shire Society, which we're certainly affiliated with here on Free Talk. At least I am affiliated with, not you, Mark, because you wouldn't sign the Shire Society Declaration. But I did, and in fact, I was one of the people behind the creation of the Declaration, so I was one of the first people to sign it. And so this L. Neil Smith came after us, basically saying that we stole his work, the New Covenant, which is available on his website, that he allows people to sign and send to him for with a fee of like $2 to put in a file folder or something like that, to archive it, as he says. And so he does this, and so he had this New Covenant. We took the New Covenant, we modified it, we changed it, I would say fairly significantly, because significantly enough to where he called it a butchering of his original document. You know, he didn't claim that it was the exact same thing, and it certainly is not. And the people that signed the Shire Society Declaration, many of them have said they would not be interested in signing the New Covenant. So it's not even a competition for them. It's like, this one is what's right for them. The Shire Society Declaration is right for them. And maybe the New Covenant is right for other people. So anyway, he came after and kind of threatened us yesterday about it, and it resulted in a lengthy discussion about intellectual property and jumping to conclusions and getting angry and approaching things from a compassionate perspective. So last night I did write something that I thought was more compassionate toward L. Neil and his wife, and I did send it to you, Mark, before I sent it off to them.
Yep.
And then a little bit later on, you called to suggest that I suggest arbitration to L. Neil, because he'd actually dropped the suggestion of arbitration in one of his emails to me earlier in the day, and so I did, although I felt like it was kind of silly because, well, I'm not in charge, right? I mean, nobody's right in charge of this document, but okay, fine. You pointed out, Mark, that, well, it would be the high ground and whatever, and so I reluctantly agreed. And I went ahead and wrote an email about that, and I wrote him saying, L. Neil, there may not be more that I can do to personally satisfy you, though I have added a link to your original document to the citation in the top post on the Shire Society Declaration thread. So letting him know, I gave him a little bit more credit that was probably due. However, I am willing to submit to arbitration, provided we can agree on an arbitrator. Of course, as I stated before, I don't have the documents you seek to have destroyed, so I'm not sure if I'm the right party with which to arbitrate, as I am but one of the dozens of signers of the Shire Society Declaration.
But you're also the guy that owns ShireSociety.com, so
that's true.
You're
let me know
in this one
if you want to pursue this, and we'll figure out the next step. And he replies somewhat cryptically, with, wait until this weekend, Ian. Thought about all this all last evening and discussed it with my wife. I think I have a solution that will make everybody happy. It's quite a change in tone, right? Because earlier in the day, he had been calling us socialist scum. Earlier in the day, he didn't want any restitution. He just wanted us to admit that we were socialist scum. Later, his wife said they wanted us to destroy the Shire Society Declaration, so it got a little more significant what they were demanding. And now he's saying he's come up with something that will make everybody happy. So we've yet to see what that proposal
is. Well, your tone changed, and so I don't see any reason why his wouldn't.
Right, right. So so it worked, Mark. Your suggestion
worked.
I
am a super genius.
Yes. Ian, if the situation was reversed, how would you feel? Let's just say you did write, because what you do is...
Well, I don't threaten to sue people.
Right. I know you don't, but I mean, you get on the air and you say things, and you basically talk about a lot of ideas, and you put a lot of things out there. And I think you're the type, and I'm the type, who if you see it somewhere else or you hear about a voluntarist and someone else talks about it, you think, oh, wow, cool, the ideas are getting, they're circulating. Some people are more protective over their ideas, especially writers, because it's more tangible when you write something as opposed to just saying something on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his first reaction was to be protective over his baby, which is his work.
Yes, right.
And so he has to get past that, which it sounds like he's beginning to do.
I hope so. And it probably wasn't just me either, because I know that his fans were essentially, some of his fans that were also fans of the Shire Society Declaration or even signers of the Declaration were writing him emails saying, wow, this is shocking. I'm surprised you would do this. I'm not a socialist, and so on and so forth. So it's likely he was hearing from more than just me on this.
I would like to point out that I don't think there's anything wrong with threatening to take somebody to court. If somebody won't submit to binding arbitration, and they have done something to me civilly that is wrong, and I feel it's worth taking to court, which I consider that to be an expensive and arduous task, but if I feel it's worth it, it's the only it's the only arbitration organization currently that we have where people who may not want to go would have to go. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just I'm not interested in using that system if I can avoid it, and I certainly don't threaten people.
I've never, you know, it's not something I do on a day-to-day basis, but I would do it if I had to.
And I don't threaten. You don't have to. In this case, you certainly don't have to. This is an intellectual property matter, and it's not like somebody's been actually harmed here. Anyway, so I would not be threatening somebody. In fact, at one point there was this show out there that was sick racist show that had used the term Free Talk Live for their program.
Yeah, the name of their show was the evil Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I haven't seen them popping up on my Google alerts.
That's because the one guy shot himself after he shot and killed his wife.
Yeah.
Wow. Because she got caught with I don't know, some other redneck.
Yeah, but there were other people who were involved in the show, and at one point they brought it back even after that guy killed himself. So one of the main guys killed himself, and then so on and so forth.
Now with fewer bigots.
Yeah. So my point being there, like, I never even said word one to those people. It's like, whatever. Okay. You can call your show whatever you want to call it.
Karma took care of them.
I mean, right now, you can actually find other shows within the industry. Like, there's one that's called Heart Talk Live. Should I be threatening them,
there's
too?
There's Health Talk Live.
Right.
There's Liberty Cap Talk Live.
Yeah.
It's a right. Kind of a neat name for a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's talk, and it's live, and then it's whatever else.
I believe that ideas are free, and they're unlimited. So once you create an idea and you release it to the public, as L. Neal has done by posting it on his website.
A great idea.
It's inevitable. Yeah, it was very good. That's why it inspired us. That people are going to take your ideas and they're going to run with them and they're going to create things you never expected. Look at what Jason Sorens, I mean, from the Free State Project, the guy who came up with the idea of the Free State Project, his idea was really originally to just have some politicos move into New Hampshire and vote liberty-minded people into office. He had no idea that there was going to be this civil disobedience movement, this non-cooperation, all this media that would sprout up. And
there's a certain amount of chagrin to...
He's a little upset about that. He is.
Yeah.
And it really comes down to it's at some point, some people accuse us Free Staters of all following Jason Sorens, and it's ludicrous. Ludicrous. I don't agree with much of what I hear that guy say.
I think he's a very kind man and had a really, really great idea.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I agree with that statement from what I can tell. I've only met him a few times. But I certainly don't agree with a lot of the things he says, and there's plenty of evidence of that. So anyway, my point being that ideas, once they're released, become something else, and there's no way you can control that as much as you might like. Oh, and there's a little bit more good news surrounding this L. Neal Smith / Free Talk Live Shire Society controversy, and that is that the folks over at Mises.org, Stephen Kinsella specifically, who actually called the show last night, has written up an article about the controversy, which promotes both Free Talk Live and L. Neal Smith. And so, if anything, both of us are going to get more promotion and, you know, more listeners / book sales. Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are, too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, RollingPapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, RollingPapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at RollingPapers.com. We are centrally located and
quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features, including news updates. You go, get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up to receive our email updates, which is the best way because then you're going to guarantee you see it. Whenever you check your email, you'll see if there's anything new from Free Talk Live. You get all the details. Or you can do Facebook, which is pretty good. It's a pretty good way to get information. But on the other hand, Facebook limits the amount of characters you can have, and you don't always see everything unless you're in Facebook every single day, and you're there at the right time. And then there's Twitter, which, yeah, even fewer characters, more difficult to get complex ideas across. But so you can sign up for whichever one of those three options works best for you, because people are different. So go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. For instance, today, via the updates list, I announced that we've got three brand new affiliates that have come on board. We'll say hello to them officially later on this week when they're actually listening during the Saturday program. But thanks to listeners like you for becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers, we are now at 80 radio stations, FCC-licensed radio stations across the country. We have more than 80 if you count the micro-broadcasters like the Pirates and the community stations, Part 15s and such, that are picking up the program. So go get signed up for the news updates at news.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts over at HostGator.com host you. If you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com, you'll get your first month completely free. If you don't use coupon code FTL at HostGator.com, you won't get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com.
All right, so I said there's a little bit more to the story about what's been going on between L. Neil Smith and myself, the other folks with the Shire Society. L. Neil Smith being a fairly popular science fiction writer, one of the bestsellers out there and well-known as a libertarian. As it turns out, he's one of those libertarians that doesn't believe in, that does believe in the concept of intellectual property. I, at one time, may have shared similar beliefs. However, now I do not, as I've come to the conclusion that ideas should be free and that ideas are free, and that when you copy an idea, the person who had the idea doesn't lose anything because they still have the idea. It's different from stealing a person's physical property or damaging their physical property. You can borrow ideas as many times as you want, and thank goodness you can, because ideas are what wealth is created from. You know, you've got natural resources, and then man has his brain and the ideas, and they combine their ideas with natural resources and create products and services, and then those products and services and new ideas, that is, are combined with other new ideas. You know, the typewriter turned into the word processor, turned into, the computer. I mean, being very generic here, right? But we're seeing how ideas progress and are building upon one another. So it was pretty shocking to see somebody who supposedly loves freedom lashing out at his freedom-loving brethren for borrowing some of his very good ideas and modifying them and then releasing them as a different document.
No, butchering them.
That was his term. Things have simmered down a bit since then. I wrote him an email that I thought was more compassionate last night, and that seemed to elicit a change in his demeanor, and also perhaps your emails as well. Those of you who wrote him, who are fans of his, you can read some of these emails. They posted them over at ShireSociety.com. The folks that wrote L. Neil posted what they wrote to him, and some of it was pretty persuasive stuff. So he's been getting input. We've been getting input.
I think we'll probably get a bit more input after he, this weekend. He's going to do whatever he's going to do, and it should be interesting.
He has a proposal that he thinks will satisfy everyone. I don't know what that's going to be. So we'll find out, and we'll let you know as we know more. But there has been the expected publicity that I had actually thanked him for, and of course, it was smarmy of me to do that in advance, because I knew what was going to come from this. I mean, when I saw this come through, I thought, oh my gosh, this libertarian icon is on the attack, and that's going to result in conflict, and that will result in publicity.
Well, as we all know, there are some libertarians who believe in intellectual property because they believe in property. And there were those who don't. So it's an interesting exchange. And who knows, maybe it'll give him an idea for a new book.
Well, he's talking about writing up an article about this over the weekend. In fact, Stephen Kinsella, who is a patent attorney who opposes intellectual property, wrote up his own article about the controversy. And it's really the first significant coverage outside of Free Talk Live that this has really received. And so I just wanted to share some of that with you here. And first, he starts out by promoting how much he likes L. Neil Smith. This is over at Mises.org. I've long been a fan of libertarian sci-fi author L. Neil Smith. I have read perhaps 8 or 10 of his novels, my favorites being The Probability Brooch and The Galatian Divergence, both of which I highly recommend. The only one of his I disliked, and I disliked it a lot, was Hope, co-authored with Aaron Zellman.
I liked it.
I've also praised Smith's great speech, Unanimous Consent and the Utopian Vision, or I Dreamed I Was a Signatory in My Maiden Form Bra, especially for its interesting conclusion about just how much richer we would be in a free society. Then he identifies a couple of other liberty-oriented authors, and he talks about how they've historically have been in favor of intellectual property. And he goes on to say that I had no idea that L. Neil Smith was also pro-IP, but apparently he is, as a minor brouhaha yesterday revealed. Apparently libertarian sci-fi authors, even anarchists like Shulman and Smith, go astray on intellectual property, perhaps in part due to the influence of another novelist, Ayn Rand. Back in 1985 or so, Smith started circulating a new covenant, a declaration of libertarian principles excerpted from his The Galatian Divergence novel. Libertarians were encouraged to copy, sign, and mail it in with a $2 processing and archiving fee. I myself did this back in 1991. Recently, a group called the Shire Society, and he links to ShireSociety.com. And earlier, by the way, when he's mentioning L. Neil Smith and his books, he's linking to those too. So people that want to go and learn more can do that. Which apparently is associated with a heroic New Hampshire-based Free Talk Live radio show.
Heroic.
That's a new one.
Wow.
Hosted by Ian Freeman and Mark Edge, and the New Hampshire-based Free State Project, all of these are getting links, Free Talk Live Free State Project, was formed, as noted here. The Shire Society is a voluntary association of sovereign individuals committed to the ideals of peace and liberty. The Shire Society Declaration is intended to announce their nonviolent withdrawal of consent from the coercive state society. Now, the Shire Society Declaration was based on Smith's New Covenant, but was altered, improved, at least in the minds of the advocates of the Shire Society. Smith got wind of this and was upset, since he viewed it as plagiarism, theft, and unauthorized modification of his property. This led to an escalating exchange of emails between him and Ian Freeman and others, as can be seen on this thread. And he links to the Free Keen Forum at ShireSociety.com. After Smith called Freeman socialist scum, demanded restitution, CC'd his lawyer, and threatened to take it public, Freeman announced he would take it live to his national radio program that night, and that was last night, which he did. The MP3 file for that night's show, he links to that. Ian starts discussing the issue at 1 hour 44 minutes until the end of the show, about an hour later. I was asked to call in and did so. Well, he actually emailed to suggest that he would like to call in. He was certainly free to do so. We always enjoy hearing from Stefan Kinsella, very well-educated guy, has written many, many articles and in full-length documents about opposing intellectual property.
Did you just suggest that he wasn't asked to call? Because I actually did.
Oh, you did. I didn't realize that.
I let him know that there was an issue on intellectual property going to be up on the show and that we would welcome his call on the issue. I mean,
thank
I wasn't intending
that.
To set up a call or anything like that, but in my opinion, he's one of the premier thinkers in the area,
absolutely,
in the area of intellectual property. Probably, second to myself. But
is that condescending?
What do you mean?
That that he would be second to yourself?
I really don't know what you mean.
Okay, I see. So anyway, until the end of the show, he says, about an hour later, the thread linked earlier in the podcast discussion is very good and interesting. As I noted, I'm a huge admirer of Elmuel Smith and what he's done for liberty, and I can understand him being angry if someone stole from him. But that's the issue for libertarians. Was he stolen from? Asserting he was stolen from presupposes he has a legitimate property right in a pattern of words, i.e. it presupposes that intellectual property is valid. For the libertarian, that is the question itself. Is intellectual property legitimate? To assume there was theft is thus question begging. To his credit, Smith has run anti-IP pieces on his site previously, but according to some of Smith's emails posted by people in the comments in the FTL thread, he intends to write a defense of IP rights on his site, The Libertarian Enterprise, this weekend. It'll be interesting to see what Smith comes up with, but I can't see how he can justify intellectual property. We'll come back, get a little bit more of Stefan Kinsella on intellectual property, get your thoughts as well. This has long been a controversial issue on this program. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, learn how to promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you can get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy while you search. Also, their search results have a little proxy link beneath them, and you can have privacy when you go to the website itself. It's startpage.com. You can go over there and get the little, set up so that it's attached to your browser. It's in mine on the upper right-hand corner at startpage.com. They make it very easy for you.
All right. So we're talking about some of the updates, things that have transpired since last night's program, where we had an extensive discussion about intellectual property, specifically in relation to L. Neil Smith, a famous libertarian author, who was on the warpath against the Shire Society Declaration, which was originally inspired by his New Covenant that he wrote back in the 1980s. It's been up on his website for a while. So that's kind of what the controversy was about. Things have since simmered down. He and his wife and I have exchanged some emails today.
Cooler heads may be prevailing here.
Yes, we've exchanged some emails today that were nice on both sides. And this was after yesterday where they were demanding that we burn essentially destroy the Shire Society Declaration.
It sounds like you're both setting a good example of how people who are self-governing people can resolve their conflicts without involving the state and doing it in a gentlemanly
So far.
Manner.
It hasn't been resolved, I don't think, to his satisfaction yet. So we'll see what his proposal will be a little bit later on this weekend. But one of the things that has come out of this that I'd hoped would come out of it was some publicity for Free Talk Live. And I was upfront about this last night. I know that one of the forum moderators, John Shaw, critiqued me for admitting on the air what my intentions were. But that's what I do. I'm honest here. So my intentions were to have this out on the air. I mean, if this guy wanted to publicize, he said he was going to publicize what we had done. And so I said, fine, I'll publicize it too. And so we did that. We talked about it for a lengthy period of time. We went into overtime last night on the show, internet only, after the program for a good 40 minutes, I would say, after our normal ended showtime ends. And so, yeah, I mean, we took it public, and I know what that means. I know that by taking it public, and it was actually John Shaw, he suggested, you shouldn't do that. Well, I don't care. I understand that people are going to look at me, and they're going to say, you condescending a-hole, that's fine. And they're going to look at El Neal, and they're going to say, this is outrageous. How could you do this? You're supposed to be a libertarian. You're attacking the movement here. This is ludicrous. So I knew that people would be polarized, and that's okay. That's what talk radio is about, people having opinions and expressing them and taking, you know, a position and talking about it and discussing ideas. And so that's what it led to. It led to that discussion. And, of course, intellectual property is a discussion we've had before and will likely continue to have on to the future because nobody is – not everybody's going to come on one side or the other on this particular issue. Although I wonder if it's split by age. I wonder if you started looking at, you know, the age of the people in the intellectual property discussion. Is it more likely that someone who is older will support intellectual property? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I would suspect that's the case because mm-hmm. they don't have the experience of what it's like to be able to download mm-hmm. music. And I think that that's really what's changing the world as far as the ideas of intellectual property. I think that intellectual property sort of exists in a way that people think that artists and book writers and movie producers and whomever should be compensated for their work and their ideas and all that
sure.
stuff. But I don't. It's not the same as regular property. It's not even close. No.
Well,
it shouldn't have the word property in it. It's so different from regular property.
So one of the things that came out of this that I knew and I admitted that I intended to have come out of this, and I'd hoped it would come out. Obviously, I can't control what other people do, but controversy does generally brew coverage and publicity. And for me, I understand that publicity, I'll take it when I can get it. Just, you know, make sure you link to my show name correctly, right? And in this case, it happened, and maybe there will be more that brews up as a result of this, but Stephen Kinsella had written an article over at Mises.org, the blog there, which is a fairly popular liberty-oriented website, the Mises Institute. There's a whole institute behind this here. And so he's talking about intellectual property, and he's referring to L. Neal Smith's original covenant that is available on his website. And he's pointing out that So Smith, L. Neal Smith, is going to write an essay this weekend on his website, The Libertarian Enterprise, about how he supports intellectual property. And Kinsella says, I just can't see how he can justify it. First, it requires legislation and the state. And he's an anarchist, so can't support that. Second, granting rights in non-scarce things always invades rights in already owned scarce resources. Back in 1991, when I signed Smith's covenant, I was not yet anti-intellectual property. If I were, I might have realized the words, quote, we shall henceforward recognize each individual to be the exclusive proprietor of his or her own existence and of all products of that existence, end quote, was a Rand-inspired creationist view of property rights that does in fact imply IP rights. And although the framers of the Shire Declaration meant to improve on the new covenant, they left in the language, quote, we shall henceforward recognize each individual to be the exclusive proprietor of his or her own existence and of all products of that existence. In my view, says Kinsella, the Shire Society Declaration should be further modified to excise or change this language. We are not proprietors of all products of our existence.
Oh, leave it to a lawyer, huh? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and this was, by the way, this was up for weeks as we were discussing this.
Well, I'm sure Stephen Kinsella is scouring the internet looking
I'm sorry he didn't come by it, but I'm looking at this, and I'm going to disagree with Kinsella on this. Having read that phrase, that you would be the exclusive proprietor of your own existence, the products of that existence. Later on in that very same document, in fact, right up in, I think, the same sentence, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it does reference how that, you know, you are only obligated to someone if you are contracted with them. So I think that cancels out any idea of intellectual property right there. You can say you're the proprietor of the products of your existence, and that's a true statement. I control the things that I create, but you don't have any agreements with me about how you can control the copies of the things that I create, right? So if I sell you a disc of Free Talk Live archives on it, you can go and put it on the air on your radio station, and I have nothing that I can say about that. It's the product of my existence, and I was the proprietor of it, but then you bought it from me, and then you get to do what you want with it. So I don't see the conflict that he is saying is there. Does that make sense at all, what I'm saying?
I don't know.
It doesn't. Okay, what part doesn't make sense?
I can't really tell the difference of what the two of you are saying.
The two of who is saying? Me and Kinsella?
Right.
Kinsella is saying that that we're not proprietors of all the products of our existence, and that therefore that essentially that he believes that is suggesting that intellectual property exists. That if you're the proprietor of all the products of your existence, that you're suggesting that intellectual property exists, that you should be able to control everything you've ever created as far as they possibly go out into the world, I think is what he's suggesting.
Okay.
There. And that conflicts with another part of the document that says that essentially you don't have any agreements with people. If you don't have an agreement with somebody, you can't really, you know, claim they've done you wrong by, you know, taking your product and doing something with it. So my point
isn't there somewhere included in this that, the agreement, though, that property and life are important. Life, liberty, and property are important. Isn't that included in the document?
Sure, and that you have to consent with others in order to have an agreement with them in the first place.
So, I mean, it pivots on what someone's definition of their property is then.
I'm just saying that the Shire Society Declaration, as I understood it, didn't have any suggestion whatsoever of intellectual property. By saying you're the proprietor of the products of your existence, does that suggest that you can control what other people do with those products were they to purchase them from you or somehow get them from you?
It does if you have an agreement with them. But if you assume that it lies in the area of what is property. If you think that intellectual property is property, then you should be able to hold people to that. And if you don't, then it's not.
So rather, he says we have property.
I agree with Stephen on this one, I think.
I don't know if you really understand it, and I don't know if I've done a good job of explaining it. But anyway, rather we have property rights in our bodies and in all scarce resources homesteaded by us to our ancestors in title, unless and until these rights are altered by an act of aggression or some consensual title transfer. He said, I'd like to reiterate my respect, admiration, and gratitude for L. Neil Smith and his heroic libertarian activism and wonderful novels, but I disagree with him strongly on intellectual property. We who oppose intellectual property are not collectivists or socialists. In fact, it is precisely because of our reverence for property rights and justice and our opposition to statism and socialism of all forms that we oppose intellectual property, as Stefan explains in his articles Intellectual Property and Libertarianism and A Case Against IP, A Concise Guide, because he's got a lengthy guide as well that you can read. It's something like 50 pages long. He's really done his homework on the issue of intellectual property. So I recommend Stefan Kinsella's work. You can go get more of him over at Mises.org. Hour 3 is coming up. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.